This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi yesterday after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagement, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leader Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the voting for second phase of the assembly elections today. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure free, fair, and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Ahmed Karra, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravinder Raina, and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address two-party poll rallies in J&K today. Rahul Gandhi will first hold an interaction immediately after his arrival in Jammu with professionals at the Radisson Hotel in the city. The interaction will start around 11:25 a.m. After the interaction, he will address a Congress campaign rally at JK Resort Ground in Jammu at 12:30 p.m., a Congress leader said. The Election Commission has made it clear to central and state enforcement agencies that it will have zero tolerance towards use of money power in the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, reviewed poll preparedness in the state and held meetings with political parties, security forces and other stakeholders. Later, speaking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Kumar said concerned agencies have been instructed to ensure inducement-free elections. The Supreme Court has directed states and union territories to implement the center's guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. The Apex Court also asked the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights to coordinate with states and union territories and monitor the implementation of the guidelines. A bench of justices, B.V. Nagaratna and N. Koteshwar Singh, noted the center has notified the guidelines on the safety and security of children in schools and directed the union government to send the copies to chief secretaries or equivalent officers. The top court's direction comes in the wake of an application filed by an NGO on recent sexual assault incidents of children in some schools, including Badlapur in Maharashtra. The centre has issued the guidelines on school safety and security in October 2021, prepared by an expert committee following a Supreme Court's order. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman met Uzbekistan's Minister of Investment, Industry and Trade Laziz Kudratov ahead of the annual meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, in Samarkand. Both the ministers discussed issues of mutual interest related to bilateral trade, especially in the areas of renewable energy, fertilizer, pharmaceutical sector. During the meeting, both the ministers also discussed the digital payments revolution in India, including RuPay card and UPI mechanism as a platform for digital payments. The death toll in Israel's strike on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah across Lebanon has risen to 558. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, 1,835 people have been wounded in the strike, which began on Monday, during which Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire. Media reports said the Israeli jets today conducted a targeted strike in Beirut. Meanwhile, world leaders and the United Nations called for urgent de-escalation. White House, in a statement, said the U.S. is determined to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza and captive deal with Hamas, while it also sought to de-escalate tensions on Israel's border with Lebanon. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal attended a series of conference and council meetings on the second day of his visit to Australia. Attending the 22nd National Conference of the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association of India, the minister urged the real estate industry to adopt even more effective measures for the well-being of millions of workers employed in it. In tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nedunjarian and Vijay Sundar Prashant won the men's double title in the Hangzhou Open in China yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.